Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hello, catch uppers. Welcome again.
It's been a great day, great show. We got producer Brooke in with us and she's currently on Tinder. And we speak about Tinder in the show as well.
We do. In fact, Brooke, you're here with us at the moment. Can you just answer this? How many hours in the day would you spend on Tinder, do you reckon?
To be honest, probably not as much as you guys think. I haven't been on it in quite a while. I don't like swipe a lot. I just message every now and then when one of them
Can I give
up.
You some advice? And before you started, I've spoke about this on the show. You don't need Tinder. Instagram is the number one dating app in the world.
You know, you have to be right with that.
It's so much easier. You could go to any person you want, the hottest guy, go type in Brad Pitt, hit message, and you can send him a message. He might not get back to you, but there is a chance.
He definitely won't.
I doubt he's on Tinder.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
You might as well have them both, you know? Like, what's that saying?
I'm just saying, you can go for someone famous if you want to. Tick that one off.
Yeah, but you can also go for, like, Sam from Seymour or something, and that's what I'm saying.
You'd
never find him otherwise.
I know. You might find a Sam from Seymour. You might find yourself a Brad Pitt. Who knows? That's the good thing about Instagram compared to Tinder.
Well, lucky I use both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's got all her eggs in many different baskets.
It's a judgment-free zone, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you all the tips you can, you know. You looking for a boyfriend or what are you looking for?
No, not really.
Do you want to settle down or?
Not anytime soon.
How old are you?
22.
Yeah.
Little baby.
I mean, you're in Shep now, so you probably should settle down soon.
True.
Yeah, time's ticking.
We settle down a lot quicker in the country than in the cities these days.
Oh, God, what am I doing at 28 then?
I know.
With a boyfriend 3,000 k's away.
I'm a bit worried about you.
Yeah, no, fair call. Me too.
Oh, hashtag. We do have a fun show though, don't we?
Hey, the end of the year is coming up. Our contracts might be up soon. I might not be here next year, so you better be nice to me.
Yeah, we should enjoy the last few weeks as a show together because if anyone is listening, other radio announcers, we've got an announcement very soon.
Yeah. Moving on in the world.
We are. We do have some great chats, though.
We just got the radio blogs firing up. Where are Josiah and Ellie off to? Nowhere. No one wants us.
Good gag, Ellie. Watch this space is what I'm going to say.
Just throwing them off the scent.
Don't
worry, though. Podcasters will still be available in your ears.
Oh, we will be from wherever we may be in the near distant future, guys. Starly, she's on the show. Love that girl.
Yeah, she's cool.
She is a Sydney singer and superstar. She sings that song, Call On Me. We have a great chat to her. And we talk about the best beaches in Australia. I'm angry because some of the beaches down here got left off the list.
All right, we'll get into it. Enjoy. Speak to you again tomorrow. Or will we?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, on the show, I believe Friday, I played the viral video audio of that girl that was laying down. It's up on the Hit GV Instagram page, Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page as we speak. And she's laying there and she did a gender reveal, the best way how. So that audio is her farting and some blue smoke coming out her butt. And she reveals that she's having a baby boy. The girls are celebrating.
It's the worst video I've ever seen. I cannot believe that you put it up on our Instagram. Like, Ali, do you know how long I spent on some of the videos we put up on our Hit GV Instagram? You've just tainted them all with that video.
You know what the best thing is? I uploaded that video and it's done better than every video that you've actually put the effort into editing.
Literally, I looked at the other day. It's had like 2,000 views. I spent 3 hours editing my rap the other day. It's had 500. Are you kidding me?
Like I said, this is why I talk about farts in this show so much, because it makes everyone smile. You can't help but not. Yeah. Anyway, it's come out. There's an update on that video, Ellie.
Good. I've been hanging out for one, I tell you what.
It's almost like Love is Dead.
Oh.
She's not pregnant. It was all a stunt.
Oh, you don't say, Josiah. I am shocked to my very core.
So they revealed how they did it. One of her friends, they've got a behind-the-scenes video. She inserts some sort of powder into the buttocks.
That is a good friend.
Yeah, isn't it? Imagine if we did that. Would you ask me to do that?
Not in a million years. You couldn't pay me enough.
Paige Jin, her name is. She then says, I researched what would make me fart. I already knew tomatoes would make me gassy, so I ate 2 plates of spaghetti, some salad, drank a lot of Starbucks, and my stomach was already full, breathed in a lot of air. My boyfriend told me to drink out of a straw. I laid there, and the rest was history.
This woman needs some serious, like, counselling or something.
Well, it's not the only fart that's going viral at the moment. I don't have the video. I should post it on the Hit GV Instagram page as well, knowing how well the last one did. Maybe we'll just start, like, a hit fart page or something. I don't know if the company would let us do that. But he's a news reporter from the States, and he's in a live cross. They're talking to him, and something happens in the middle of his bulletin. Take a listen.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans...
Is that a fart, or is he just? Is it a chair in the background? Like, what is it, Ellie?
Well, let's listen. Let's listen more closely. No, that's not a fart. I feel like the level of the volume and everything is just the same level the whole way through. That's not how you fart.
No, but the thing is, if you watch the video, as that noise happens, he kind of bounces up in his chair, and then after it happens, you see like this, his smile kind of changes on his face.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
As it occurred as well. Like, he happened to take a breath in his sentence as he farted, happened to bounce up on the chair, as well as do all this. I rest my case.
Josiah, what has our show come to? We're kicking off. It's a brand new day. We're up early with the early risers of the Goulburn Valley. Some people are finishing night shift. They're on their way home. And we're here talking about farts. Not one, but two different types of fart.
Do you think it's time that we bring back another farty party?
No, I think it's time that we ban farts from being talked about on this show for good.
All right, you make a video that does better than that fart video, and then we can talk, Ellie.
Can everyone go to Hit TV right now and please watch my rap video from last week? Please.
Nah. And while you're there, watch the fart video.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh, I don't think I've been more fired up over something than this. I'm very angry this morning.
I get angry, but I don't
let the anger get me.
Don't let the anger get you, bud. Just talk about it calmly and softly.
Well, every single person listening across the Goulburn and Murray Valleys this morning is going to join me in my anger when they hear this. The top 20 list of the best beaches in Australia is about to be shortlisted. They're going to be announcing the official list mid-December.
Okay.
But the man that's in charge is a guy called Brad Farmer. That's his name. He's the Tourism Australia's beach ambassador.
Oh, I want that job.
Incredible job, right? So every year he comes out with the top 20 beaches in Australia. You've got Bondi Beach in there. You've got your Manly beaches. You've got Cottesloe in Victoria. You've got Brighton always seems to make the list. All different places around Australia. Whitehaven Beach in the Whitsundays.
Mm-hmm.
He's come out and confirmed the top 20 list this year will include Wagga Wagga Beach.
All right.
Now, obviously, Wagga Wagga is our friends 3 hours north of us. It's an inland beach, and I have seen Wagga Wagga Beach. That place is an absolute dump.
Yeah.
You can't even compare that.
Well, look, I know. We went up against Wagga Wagga in the Shoddy Town Showdown recently, remember?
Yeah, we beat them, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Producer Brooke, you've got a friend that lives in Wagga. What does she say about Wagga Wagga Beach?
So, turns out they've actually pulled bodies out of Wagga Beach.
Exactly right.
To be fair, they've pulled a few out of Thompson's Beach as well.
Small details, Ellie. Don't worry about that. We move on. Wagga Wagga Beach, though, I've seen photos. I've driven past it before. Have you? You went to Wagga recently, actually. It is literally, you cannot compare it to our own beaches here on the Murray and Goulburn River. Like, it is so small and disgusting, not to mention it's in Wagga, that I don't understand how it can make the top 20 list in Australia.
It's also man-made.
Come on. Are you kidding me? Well, if that's the case, then Aquamove deserves to be on the top 20 list because that's man-made as well. I've been, you know, I'm an advocate for beaches. You know, I love going for a swim. I go for a swim in the river as much as possible. I'm very vocal about it on this show. And so I've compiled my own list of inland beaches around the GV and Murray Valleys that are better than Wagga Beach. And I'm going to send this to Brad Farmer to make sure we get a beach on this list because he's obviously including inland beaches if Wagga Beach has made the list.
I feel like he shouldn't. Like, I don't get me wrong, love this area, love our inland beach, but they're not beaches. Beaches have
Ellie,
waves.
How dare you? No, they don't.
Yes. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Whitehaven Beach in the Whitsundays, one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. No waves.
Nah, that should be a bay then.
You're an idiot. You're such a Perth girl. Go back to Perth and you crappy waves and sharks.
Yeah, I was going to say, beaches should have waves and sharks.
Yeah. Number 5 on the list, Christie's Beach, Echuca. Been there before. Have you been there?
Yeah, of course.
No, you haven't. Number 4, Quicks Beach, Cobram.
Yeah, great
nice
one.
Nice pace spot to pull up, have a picnic in your car.
Quicksand there?
No, there's. Well, you do have to be careful in the river because it can. There are sinkholes along it anyway. You've got to be careful of that. Number 3.
Don't tell Brad Farmer about the sinkholes.
No, we won't. Well, I'm telling you, Wagga would probably have bigger sinkholes.
Wagga is just a big sinkhole. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's
why
right.
It's Wagga Wagga because you yell out Wagga. It's such a hole that it echoes. Wagga, Wagga.
It's why their beach is disgusting and doesn't deserve to be in the top 20. Toke Town Beach. How does that not make
that's
the top 20?
That's where I went fishing.
Exactly. Not far from there.
Didn't catch anything.
Moama Beach.
Yeah.
I've taken you down there. I dragged you down there before when I went for a swim. Remember that time?
Yep. It was a good time.
You really don't like our beaches, do you?
I do like our our beaches.
The number one beach that is way better than Wagga Wagga Beach. And we speak about it on the show because it is the Bondi Beach of the Goulburn Valley. It is the largest inland beach in the whole of Australia. That is why it should be on this list of top 20 beaches in Australia. Thompson's Beach in Cobram, my favourite spot in the GV.
You tell him. Three words for Brad Farmer.
How dare you?
That's all I've got to say.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
And last night on Channel 9, we saw on A Current Affair the special on Cam and Jules. Now, if you don't remember Cam and Jules, they're the ones who fell in love on Married at First Sight.
Now, I've heard that this is, and I did watch this as well last night, my roommate Morgan and I sat down over dinner and settled in for an episode to see the wedding of the year. Mm-hmm. I heard they're the only wedding that has taken place in real life on Married at First Sight in both Australia and in America as well.
Yeah, fair to say the experts do not do a good job because I feel like they could do a lot better of a job.
They got one right.
They got one right, exactly. And the whole thing, it was just a beautiful event. As Cam's dad said when he was being interviewed, like he couldn't have summed it up any better.
We're all here to celebrate two human beings who have found probably the most remarkable love story in modern times.
How amazing is it?
That is the biggest call I've ever heard. I get it's your son, mate. The most remarkable love story in modern history.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They met on a reality TV show.
Yeah,
they
that's
got married.
Remarkable.
This is their second wedding, essentially. They've been married together on a reality show. They just got married again. I wouldn't call that the most remarkable. You tell me a better love story.
No, I can't. Romeo and Juliet, sit aside.
Prince Harry,
Leo
Meghan
and
Markle.
Rose. Nah.
Ellie and Gavin. Nah.
We met on Tinder, mate. I'd rather meet on Married at First Sight,
good
to be
point.
Honest.
Actually, good point.
Yeah. But so this whole thing was beautiful. It was like an hour-long special on A Current Affair. You saw the preparations. You saw the hen's party. And then it all culminated in the beautiful wedding, right? And so the wedding ceremony starts. She walks down the aisle, looks beautiful. And then the celebrant says her bits.
Hi, everyone. On behalf of Jules and Cam, I'd like to welcome you all here to this very special occasion.
Okay, so from what went it went from this, like beautiful, to what? Who are you?
She sounds like she's had a few too many durries, doesn't she?
She really does. And it was so detracting from the whole love of the experience. Listen to when she's asking them the vows.
Do you, Cam, promise to be there when Jules needs you? Be his best friend, always, and love him all your life with all of your heart.
I do.
Do you promise to always be your best self and bring out the best in each other?
We do.
Do you promise to keep your love really young at heart, even as you grow old together?
We do.
I mean, is that not romantic or what?
I don't know when a marriage celebrant gets laryngitis. Surely they get the day off and a replacement drops
in. Yeah, especially when your wedding's televised to thousands and thousands
it
and thousands of people.
So unromantic.
Hey. It was the wedding event of the century. It was the most remarkable love story of our time, Josiah.
Like I said, I know Cam. He's a lovely bloke and she's beautiful as well. I've met her once before. I've played golf with him, so I don't want to say anything bad. But the way they were doing their vows and stuff. And
nothing. It's nothing to do with them.
I know the venue they had it at. It was at a bar in Sydney. It was just.
It was a beautiful. Josiah, there is nothing more beautiful than this, okay?
And to now pronounce you husband and wife, Cam, you may kiss your beautiful
mother. Oh, congrats to the happy couple.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
People can be the worst, don't you reckon?
Yeah, they can. I don't really like people, to be honest.
Yeah, some people it's just like, you don't deserve to have a place in society. And I'm talking about 80 people right now who were down in Melbourne over the weekend. They had a party that got out of control.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
They trashed the house. They were spotted fleeing the streets, making noise, waking up neighbours, being violent. And turns out that the house that the party was at was an Airbnb rental.
I mean, smart because it's not their own. But
yeah, I mean, very smart.
Very disrespectful as well, though, isn't it?
I know. When I say, like, trashed, I mean everything. There was holes in the wall. The slats on the beds were broken. The, like, monitor, the intercom monitor thing was ripped from the wall.
It's a good effort to actually do that. Like, how much effort do you have to go out of your way to rip an intercom off the wall?
Yeah.
And why?
I don't understand. What enjoyment do you get out? It's like those rage rooms where everyone just trashes everything. I don't really understand the
concept. Are you kidding me? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you go. You can go, and you can just literally smash everything in the room, and it's supposed to like release your tension.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
No, it's a bad precedent to set because then people rent out Airbnbs and do this to them.
Nah, they wouldn't be doing that, right? If you actually went, oh, producer Brooke Spinn, she's just showing me a photo now of her in a rage room.
Oh, of course, producer Brooke, get your mic on. Of course, yeah, you've been to a rage
room. They're amazing.
Did you feel better afterwards?
Yeah, you feel great, but it's the biggest workout. You actually get really tired.
Can I ask, after you finished in the rage room, did you feel like trashing an Airbnb?
No, I got it all out of my system.
Exactly. Oh. So maybe these people needed that.
Maybe they did. Well, needless to say, the two people who rented the Airbnb have been banned from Airbnb for life. There's criminal charges coming their way and everything. But it got me thinking about stuff that you've been banned from. I don't think I've ever been banned from anything.
You're such a goody-goody, aren't you?
Nah. We'll
ban you from this radio show in a second if you don't have a good story, but... Producer Brooke, you were telling us
that. I bring so many great stories to this. Remember the story I told you yesterday about how the coincidence that I found my heartmate running when I thought I'd thrown it out?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
It was really good. Brooke, you've been to a rage room and I'm sure you've been banned from things.
I have. I've been banned from a few things.
Tell us the one you were telling me during the song then.
So I have been banned from Tinder.
Isn't that really hard to do?
Well, no. Okay, so I've been banned I think about 4 or 5 times.
Come on.
But what are you doing on Tinder?
Are you like luring boys and they're not turning up or something? What are you doing?
No, so what happens is, because I had a joint account with my friend and what? I think people just took it as, we just was just like, this would be funny. Let's just,
the price of one.
Yeah.
Let's just have some fun with this and see like just what combos we can have with people. And I think a lot of people reported us because they thought it was a fake account. Mm. And because of that, everything's actually linked, like your Facebook, your phone number, your email. So every time you tried setting up a new account, like every couple of days, it would say that that one's banned.
I was wondering why my Tinder account won't let me log in.
Yeah.
But the way I got around it, because I do have Tinder now, is I had to get a $2 SIM card. And so I'm currently using my second number.
Hold on. So you changed your whole phone number just to be able to get Tinder again?
Oh, so I use the same number, but I've got two phones. So I use my other phone.
Can I suggest you just go out and meet people in public?
Yeah, I'll take you to the deck. I took you to the deck on Saturday. Like, I was working the wingman for you pretty well.
Did you get banned from the deck?
No, I didn't.
You were walking around asking for a daddy that night, weren't you? Ellie was helping her find a daddy.
What happens at the deck stays at the deck.
What is a daddy, by the way? No.
13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. We want to know, what have you been banned from? Maybe it's something like Tinder. Maybe it's Airbnb. Maybe it's another website. Let's go to Grace from Benalla. Grace, has your mum been banned from something, has she?
Yeah, she got banned from like a big supermarket.
Supermarket?
What did she do?
Yeah. She was trying to buy alcohol and I was there and I was underage. And she was buying it for herself. Like, I'm a good girl and I don't drink.
That's strange though, because what about parents that have got kids or something in a pram or something? They don't have IDs, obviously, and can parents still buy alcohol with them there?
Yeah, like they're not allowed to if they've got like someone underage with them.
Yeah, it's liquor licensing laws. It's a thing.
It's quite funny.
So she's not allowed to go back at all to that supermarket now, or just got banned that
not
one
at all.
Day?
So like both mum and I aren't allowed back there.
I'm confused. What's the law? The mum's overage and you were 17, so why can't the mum buy it? Because it wasn't for you, was it, Grace?
But that you don't
no,
know
but
that.
There was no way of showing that it actually wasn't me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a rule. I remember I did my responsible service of alcohol and that's a thing.
Okay, what if I rock up with a 5-year-old kid and how can I prove that it's not for him? What's the difference?
You can't. You can get banned from that.
So it's not like a certain age.
Banning for life is strange. Yeah, but banning for that day, like just refusing service is fine. Weird. That's crazy.
Did you fire up at him, Grace? Is that why you got banned? Had a few words?
Mum sort of did. Mum said this was bullshit and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She just wanted her margarita. So that is fair enough.
I'd be fired up as well.
Crazy. Thanks for your call, Grace. That's awesome. We also had a call from Hunter just before, who I'm guessing is maybe 10 years old. He said he got banned from his iPad and his dirt bike because he took a bit of money from his parents.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that, Hunter. He said he's learnt his lesson, though. That's
good news.
Banning things will do.
Wonder what he spent his money on, though.
Toys?
Yeah.
Lollies? Trip down to the Dent General store? Take your pick.
Oh, thanks for your calls, guys.
Are we ready? The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Finally found your doppelganger, Ellie. This time last year, I did say it was Leanne Rimes. You denied it, though. You said it. You don't see it at all.
I'm not Leanne Rimes. Leanne, okay, we both have blonde hair. That's about it.
Play one of Leanne Rimes' song. It's in the system somewhere. She's a great singer. She's from Coyote Ugly. Is that how you say that movie?
Yeah.
She does the tabletop dancing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. There's What's your point?
You're a lot of her personality. Wouldn't say so. Apparently, she cheated on her husband.
Never done that.
I know, but
let's play. To be fair, like, oh, hold on. This is the Latino mix. I don't think I want the Latino mix. I think I want the normal one. This is a banger. You can try to resist. Voices are very similar, actually, now you pointed out.
Yeah. What a song. Anyway, a lot of people backed me. A lot of people didn't. We move on from that saga because I found your real-life doppelganger.
All right, cool.
On the Hit GV Instagram page right now, you can have a look. Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook as well. Ellie, you uploaded a photo to your Instagram, and I said, oh, my goodness. Ellie is the shock emoji.
What do you mean?
So, you know there's that emoji, right?
Yeah.
Have a look on Instagram. I've put it up there now. Ellie, get your phone out. Hit GV. Yep. You know there's that emoji where it's kind of like got a blue head and it turns into yellow, got the big wide side eyes, and it's got its hands up around its face, and it's like surprised. Would you call it surprised or shocked?
I don't know.
Whatever it's doing, right? You use it as an emoji when you're texting.
Yeah.
I've put it side by side next to your face. You are the living emoji. Forget Sam Mack's producer. You know, on Sunrise, he's got like the human emoji.
Yeah.
You are the new human emoji. Well, you're the new surprise emoji.
Do you know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to do a video of me being each of the emojis. Like, that's been something I've wanted to do for years now, but I thought it would take too long. So at least I've made a start to it. Well, you've got a point. You've got a bit of a point. In the photo, I'm looking really tired because I just finished an F45 and I was exhausted from like the cardio.
You've kind of got like droopy, sad eyes a little bit. It's kind of like the emoji. You can see that. See how they're angled and shaped the same?
Yes.
And then look at the mouth. The mouth is almost identical as well. You are the surprise emoji. This is your doppelganger.
Do you know what? You keep going like this, I'm going to be the angry emoji, okay?
No, you can't be the angry emoji. You can only be one emoji. You've only got one doppelganger. Forget Leanne Rimes. I'm sorry, Leanne. You no longer have any ties to Ellie. Ellie, you are now an emoji. And you know what? You've never been hotter in your life.
Do you know what? I've told you this before. I've said it once before. Your doppelganger, Danny DeVito. Oh.
This is The Catch-Up. With Josiah and Ellie.
There's one Australian woman who is doing absolutely massive things in the music industry. She's broken records left, right and centre, and she does have a new song out right now. Her name's Starlee. The new song is Lovers and Strangers, and she joins us now. Morning, Starlee.
Good morning. What an awesome way to start the interview.
Okay, I'm really out of breath after that little spiel. Like, yeah. I feel like I need to stop and catch my breath.
Is that the interview done? That's been about four minutes now, so yeah. Off we go. Thanks, Starlee.
Well, funny you say that, actually, because Starlee, when I first got into radio, we were playing your song Call On Me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, a lot. And that's the song I'm talking about that broke records. How many times did it get streamed in total?
It's got over a billion streams across the platform.
I'm
actually about to get an award for it, which is pretty friggin' awesome.
What are you doing at the Sydney airport?
Well, you know, you make some money, so I wouldn't say it hasn't changed my life because it has. But yeah, I wish you got a dollar a stream. That'd be awesome.
I can imagine. Shouldn't you be flying private jet if that's the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I was doing my radio announcing, there's a rule in radio, right? When you come off the back of a song, you're not supposed to talk over the lyrics. Like, so no one wants to hear me talking over you, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. So I used to practice. Can I give you a little demonstration of what I used to do?
Yeah.
Because your song comes in and out, and it took me so long to perfect it. So I'm going to see if I can perfect it for
you
right
now.
Then
you give her a score out of 10 at the end, right? Yeah. How's that sound, Starlee?
Awesome.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay, here we go. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. It's Josiah and Ellie with you this morning. Alpha Mark's back very soon. Keep your phone close. Oh, my God, did I nail it?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I love it. It's so cool because I don't really get to listen to the radio a lot, and especially since I wasn't in Australia, I feel like I was there. So
yes.
That was really awesome. You brought me back through memory lane.
I'm so glad to hear it. Well, that's the question I want to ask. As an artist, does it annoy you when the radio people talk over your songs?
Oh, hell no. I'm just happy they're playing it.
Okay. A billion times.
In the first place, yeah.
That's why, Ellie, I feel like you were like hopscotching around each lyric there. It was quite a talent there.
Thank you. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about Starlet.
Hey, Starlet, do you find it strange the different places people listen to music? So you'd have some people listening to it on the radio, maybe in the shower. I was listening to that single yesterday, Tops Off in my back garden, sunbaking. I had it on in the Amazon, whatever that little device thing is playing in the background.
Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa, that's the one. I was laying in my back garden. Listen to your song, enjoying it while sunbaking. It's just funny how music can be listened to in so many different ways.
Yeah, I'm always amazed when people tell me different scenarios. A lady once told me that she uses one of my songs to wake up every morning and do her exercises because she had a heart attack, and I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
You use my voice to help you get along every morning and do your exercises. Like, her husband and her both hugged me because they were just so grateful because they said she was just encouraged when she listened to it. So
that's amazing.
Was a really cool thing.
That's amazing. That makes me feel bad about using your song to just learn how to do radio. If she's using it to get her life back on track and I'm using it to dance in and out of the lyrics.
Yeah, but how amazing is music in general? Just that you can, you know, people just use it for different things. It's like a medicine. It's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Now tell us a little bit about the new song. It is called Lovers and Strangers. What was it written about? Was it written about a stranger that turned into a lover, or what's the deal with that?
It was written about a lover that turned into a stranger.
Oh!
It was one of those things where I just felt like a little bit sad because I couldn't stay in contact with somebody that I used to be with, and we were really, really close for a long time. And so it was one of those things where I felt like, you know, we both have to grow up and let each other live. It's just a strange thing, though, that we don't call each other and we don't speak to each other, yet we were so close at one time in our lives. And I found that to be a little bit sad, and so I wrote a song about it.
Aww. You can write a part two of that song, call it Strangers Then Lovers, and it can be about Ellie and I, how we met. We were strangers and now we're lovers.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not?
I thought you meant Starly with us. Like, we were strangers before this interview. Now we're all lovers and friends.
Yeah, we can roll with that one too.
You're lovers on radio.
That's it. Yeah.
Husband and wife.
Oh, yeah. That's as far as we'll take it. Off air, we do not speak. Trust
very
me.
Scary thought. Hey, Starly, we're very proud of you. Keep kicking goals. Congratulations
so
on all
much.
The awards. We love a good Aussie artist. Your latest single, Lovers Plus Strangers, is out now. Goulburn Valley, get around to download it, go listen to it, and show us some love. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you guys for having me. Take care.
Are
we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Producer Brooks in the studio. She always is now. She's a new member of the team for the last couple of weeks. Ellie's here as well.
No, thanks for the introduction.
Thanks for coming on your own show.
Thank you for having me.
I found out that Brooke's been doing something, and I don't know whether to be honoured, disgusted, or really thrilled at this fact of what she's done and what she's using. Not just me, but you as well, Ellie. You don't know about this.
I was going to say, well, I'm an impartial thing. My dad's a judge. I could be the judge of this situation.
Well, you kind of dragged into it a little bit, and I'll tell you why in a sec. Brooke, you're a single girl.
Yes, I am.
She's looking for a daddy, if anyone's listening.
And what did we establish a daddy was?
Just a guy.
Just a guy. Okay, so a daddy isn't necessarily someone with kids.
No.
We're learning about the youth of today on the show.
So if you say, I need a daddy, you're just talking about a dude.
Just a guy, yeah. Okay.
What about your own dad?
Things have changed.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds a bit creepy to anyone that doesn't know what a daddy is. Imagine if your dad heard saying, I want a daddy. Your dad's like, I'm a daddy.
Yeah.
I'm your dad. Not like that, Dad. Now, I found out you're on Tinder. Obviously, you know, ferociously swiping right, aren't you? And once you're in Shep, because you're only here for a short time, not a good time. Is that what the quote is?
It'll do.
Now, Brooks, on Tinder, right? So you have a bio. And that kind of tells people a little about yourself. Ellie, when you met Gav on Tinder, I'm guessing you would have had a quirky little caption.
Yeah, it said something about me being like Phoebe from Friends.
There you go. And that drew Gav in, and next minute you're both swiping right on each other and making out, and that's the love story of today. Now, Brooke's trying to find love at the moment, or just something else, but who knows what Brooke's after. But what you have put in your bio, I don't know. This is what I don't know whether we should be thrilled about. Tell everyone what it says.
So it says that I'm a brekkie producer for Josiah and Ellie.
Oh! You've used our names.
She's using our names to chase men.
Oh, I'm flattered, to be honest.
At first I was like, Brooke, my name can't be on your tip. Oh, hang on. If it helps you get a man, why not?
Yes. Imagine if someone is like a listener of our show and they see Brooke and they're like, oh my God, I love Josiah and Ellie, so this chick must be cool. They swipe right and end up getting married.
Well, the other thing is though, Brooke, it could work in the opposite favour because there's a few people out there that don't like me either. So are you aware that you may lose a man over that?
Well, I've actually only had positive things about you guys. So
this is actually a really good way to survey our audience and find out what people like think.
Give Ellie one story about that dude you were speaking to last night, that he was speaking about the show. What was his name?
Oh, okay. So funny story. So I matched with a guy called Bread.
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 Is he like a Kiwi trying to say the word Brad?
No, literally. He said that his Bread? Name is Brad.
Yeah.
But he's just like, oh, I don't want to just be Brad. So I didn't know what to put. I got nervous. So I put Bread. How funny is that?
That is smart.
But
Tinder sounds amazing.
He's not the only Bread. I've literally come across three while I've been here.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Three people called Bread.
Why are they all calling themselves Bread?
I don't know, but I feel like I need to get them all in the same room.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
What, and make one big loaf? Brooke and the Loaf. Sounds like a
Depends.
Band, doesn't
Is
it?
Is one of them like wholemeal, one of them's multigrain? What type of bread are we talking?
Well, you know, all different personalities. So pretty much.
Oh my God,
do you reckon you could ask one of these boys to not make out but to come on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure we can get a Bread on.
Oh, imagine getting all the Breads. Oh, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
We get all three Breads on if they all say yes, right? Yeah. Or however, there could be more Breads out there that you haven't swiped on yet, right?
Yeah.
We get all the Breads on our radio show, Brooke's the Bachelorette, and we play a dating game with them.
The Bread Bachelor.
Oh.
Get Subway to sponsor it.
Hey, Brooke, feel free. I give you permission now that I found out the hard way to use our names on your Tinder, and I hope it works out for you.
And also, can you start like asking them questions, you know, like, oh, what do you think of mouth trumpets? Like, oh, should we bring Alpha Bucks back? You know, just like get some thoughts.
Absolutely. I'll get all the insight for you guys.
So use Tinder to actually produce for our show. Great idea.
Forget radio ratings. We've got Brooke's Tinder. That is amazing. Oh my God, the Bread Loaf. I'm so excited to create that.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you a story out of the US this morning that's made me a bit angry. A woman has sent a little boy to the daycare, and in his lunchbox, she popped a little note, and it was adorable. She said, "Please tell Kyler that his mummy loves him so much, and I'm thinking about him."
Cute.
Adorable, right? The teacher's going to open it up, see that, think, oh, it's beautiful. Hey, Kyler, your mum loves you. Here's your Vegemite.
Can the kid not read?
No, he's in daycare, so I'm guessing.
Yeah,
no.
Probably not.
Three. You don't read at three, do you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, to be honest.
We really need to stop speculating about parenthood, remember?
That's true. That's what we get Boss Benny on for.
Yeah, exactly. So you think that's a lovely story. The teacher apparently didn't think so. She's written on the bottom of this note, "No, put him on a diet and go away."
Oh, that is brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
What was in the lunchbox, did you say?
Oh, just his lunch.
Yeah, but was it disgusting lunch, or was it like a... Because I'm guessing by the judgment and the tone in the note, it was definitely not a healthy sandwich.
Well, she has explained, the mum. She said she's been trying to introduce new healthy options into his lunchbox, but her son is extremely picky, so it's difficult.
What did she put in his lunchbox? Like a 20-piece feed from KFC or something? Like what's the deal?
It doesn't say. So we're left to speculate on that. But regardless, even if she is putting a 20-piece feed in there, that is not for the daycare teacher to comment on.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
That'd be so rude.
Although some daycare teachers, you know, they feel a bit of responsibility because they do get these connection to these kids. Like my mum's a daycare teacher, but I don't think she'd be writing notes in these kids'
lunchboxes. I mean, if you're seriously concerned about a child's weight, maybe at the like very most, pull the parent aside and say, "Hey, look, we're worried."
Nah, just on their lunch break, send them for a run. 100 star jumps.
Josiah.
100 more.
That's not fair. That's
Keep
not
going.
Fair. Stop it. All kids are different and all kids are beautiful.
That's right. Well, I was a chubby kid.
Oh, I was the chubbiest.
Yeah, I had a big mullet and a chubby face.
Yeah, my nanas told me to stop eating a second helping of lemon meringue pie at Christmas lunch, so I get it.
Oh, come on.
Don't
That's
you worry.
Just plain rude. Did she say that in a note form or in real life?
Nah, real life. She just laid it on me thick and fast. I want to go back to the fact that the note was written in the first place, because isn't it? I feel like it's a dying art. It's a lost art, writing notes. No one really does it anymore, do they?
I couldn't remember the last time I wrote one.
Yeah.
The other day I was writing a card for somebody.
Mm.
Like that's different, birthday cards or whatever. And I was looking at my handwriting. I'm like, this was so important in high school and whatnot. My writing was so now, because I don't write that often, my writing's gone downhill over the years.
Yeah, I know. Well, I bought a little chalkboard from my housemates back when I was living in my previous share house, and I wanted to leave notes for each other every day. We did it for like 2 days and then got sick of it.
Or I can imagine you just start drawing rude things on there.
Yeah, yeah. No, we did.
Have a good day, guys. Here's a...
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Are you someone who writes notes? and or what's the best note you've received?
I can say to you, similar to this story, except it was nicer and I could read at the time because I would have been probably year seven.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, my mum would write a note and leave it in my lunchbox for me.
Oh.
It's probably why I've turned out so well-mannered, isn't that right, girls?
What did it say?
Oh, just, I love you. Have a nice day at school.
Oh, adorable.
Do you know what I mean?
My mum left them for me too, but she was like, oh, remember to clean out the dishwasher when you get home.
No, didn't your mum write you were a mistake?
And that was my sister. She's 6 years younger than me, remember? 13, 12, 16. Are you a note writer?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Go to Ray from Shep. Ray, are you a note writer?
Oh, definitely am.
What do you write notes for?
Well, I have three daughters.
Okay.
10, 6 and 4. And because I'm always on the road, I always leave a note every time I come home to say Daddy loves you and he'll see you when he can.
How good is that? You sound like the top father. Mate, father of the year in my eyes already.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Before you go, do you want to give a shout-out to your three daughters?
Yes. Good morning, girls. It's your dad, Ray. Have a good day at school, Lilia, Cassidy and Isabel.
Oh, beautiful.
How's that? That's like a note for the 21st century.
Yeah.
An audio
note. Yeah, well,
note.
That is true, yeah.
Thanks so much for your call, Ray.
Not a problem.
All right, let's move on to Simone from Cobram. Simone, are you a note writer?
I actually am for my seven-year-old son. I've been putting little, have a great day, so proud of you, enjoy your lunch for the last 12 months.
However, every single day?
Yep, every single day. Getting a bit lazy now, I've found a pre-packaged, like, sample card that are already, you know, written. Putting them in, but he loves it.
Hey,
he gets excited. It's a little, every day, it's a little secret. I stash it in there, and he can't wait till lunch to see what I'll put in there.
So. Simone, it's a brilliant gesture, and I'm glad you're doing it, because when I received them off my mum, I did love it. What about the day comes when you finally get sick of doing it? Do you reckon he's going to be disappointed?
Yeah, well, we're close to the end of the year. So maybe I just cut it off and I've ended on a good note and just don't do it. Yeah. I don't know.
Hope he forgets next year about it.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, that's awesome, Simone. Thanks so much for your call this morning.
No worries.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, you may have remembered a while ago on the show, we spoke about a Facebook page that's doing the rounds at the moment called Shit Towns of Australia. And Shepparton was up against a few different towns. We made it through to the round of 16,
we
I think.
We did, and we didn't want to go all the way.
No.
We got behind, we rallied, and we got kicked out, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing because we don't want the title, really. At the moment, the competition is still running, and the boys who run the Facebook page have also released a book called Shit Towns of Australia. They join us now, Rick Furphy and Jeff Rissol. Morning, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, are we allowed to ask where in Australia you're from, or does that remain a bit of a mystery?
Yeah, we like to keep that one a bit mysterious just so we don't get accused of any favouritism.
Do you know what's very interesting? When you're just speaking now, I'm not detecting an Australian accent. Are you a Kiwi?
Oh, we also like to keep that one under wraps if we can.
Well, you've also got... Do you guys run a similar page in New Zealand, or are they imposters to your idea?
Yeah, we run the same page in New Zealand. I mean, I think it's a pretty well-known fact that most of the best Australians are New Zealanders.
Russell Crowe, well, Lord.
We claim a lot of them, to be honest.
Far left.
All right.
So what inspired you guys to start the Facebook page, firstly?
Basically, we both travel around for work a lot, so we've been in some more towns and we'd write up a review for a bit of a laugh and send it to each other, and it sort of spread from there.
Now, we're down to the final four to find out which is the worst town in Australia. Who are the final four? Because obviously Shepparton got knocked out a few weeks ago.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, we've got Mount Gambier in South Australia, we've got Dubbo in New South Wales, Logan in Queensland, and Tennant Creek as well.
Poor.
So ultimately you guys write witty reviews on each of the towns and you tear them to shreds basically. Have you copped a lot of hate for it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just this week, the Mayor of Kalgoorlie was in the newspaper giving us a bit of a wind-up. The people do send us death threats and whatnot, so, yeah, it gets a bit out of hand.
I mean, it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's all a bit of fun, but people don't like it when you rag on their towns.
Well, the funny thing is, like, most of the feedback we get is people requesting their town to be done. It's only really, like, the minority that get violent. But, yeah, there's definitely those people out there that take it a bit too far.
Now, you did run Shepparton in it a while ago. Have you actually been to Shepparton?
Oh, yeah. All our reviews are thoroughly researched. Someone from our team's been to every one of the towns that we cover off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I ask, is this now you've got a book and stuff? Is this your full-time jobs as well?
Not yet, but if the book goes all right, maybe. Yeah, fingers crossed.
How good would that be? What a gig.
I know.
Oh, it'd be excellent. Yeah,
you know, you should try.
Like Lonely Planet.
You should get signed up by Lonely Planet or like a getaway, but you just do, instead of, we don't want to see the beautiful places, take us to the worst.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is we've had people that send us messages, they've done little tours of the towns we've written up because they've wanted to go and see the places we've written about. So it has been a bit of a positive for some of the towns involved.
There you go.
I'd watch that TV show. It'd be amazing. Because I genuinely, there's quirks to every town, even the towns that get these bad raps or whatever. Sometimes that is what gives the town a lot of character and it makes it more appealing to some people.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course, exactly. Yeah, I definitely think there's room in it for a TV show. So if anyone out there is listening wants to give us a go, yeah.
But if you're on TV, then you're going to have to reveal your identity.
Nah, they could wear masks like Daft Punk.
Yeah, we could be a bit like Banksy, I reckon.
Yeah. You know, oh, I love it. Well, for now, I'm loving Rick Furphy and Jeff Rissoles as your pseudonym. That's a good.
Are you suggesting they're fake names, Ellie? How dare
you? No, no. Sorry, did I say pseudonym? I meant birth certificate names.
One of the MPs from over South Australia wanted to take our visas off us. So it might need to be anonymous for a bit longer. Yeah.
Good old Barnaby.
Jeez, the things you do for your art, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, make sure you get around the book, Shit Towns of Australia. And just while we've got you, just please don't feature Shepparton again. We're great here, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Put Bendigo further up the list next time, all right?
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.